Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Eldon Auker. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Gantenbian. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantenbian for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Finney. The throw from Hayes and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor strikes out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Peacock reaches second base with a double. Johnson throws the ball into Nagel, who tags Peacock trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Finney scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doerr moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox bunts towards the mound. Potter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doerr moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Williams reaches second base with a double. Doerr scores. Kramer scores. Fox moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter takes first base on ball 4. Nagel moves to second. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Nagel moves to third. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Peacock fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantenbein moves to second. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbien fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Gantenbien covering, for the out. Peacock moves to second. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peacock scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. One out. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter fires to first and has Finney trapped. There's the throw to Gantenbien who tags Finney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Potter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbien is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantenbien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-1 in the game. Auker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Auker moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-2 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Miles reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jim Bagby now pitching. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nagel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel juggles the ball. That's an error on Nagel. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miles. Williams reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball towards center. Chapman catches it and throws to home to double up Fox. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Potter hits a line drive into right field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Potter moves to second. Joe Gantenbien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbien is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantenbien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantenbien for the out. Potter moves to third. One out. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Potter tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom now playing shortstop. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Finney. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive towards short. Cronin catches it and throws to second to double up Hayes. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbien fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbien fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses pinch hits for Nels Potter. Fritz Ostermuller now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbien is 0-for-4 in the game. Gantenbien hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker pinch hits for Skeeter Newsom. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.